everyone, and welcome back to A Pinch of Pixie Dust, the podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa.
And I'm your other host, Mandy.
And we are here to talk to you about all things Disney.
As always.
Yes. So for today's episode, we are going to be talking about the first three episodes of Loki Season 2. So if you guys have not watched Loki Season 2 and you want to, now would be a good time to stop. Go watch the first three episodes and then come back, so that we can all talk about it together, because there will definitely be some spoilers. And then next week, we're going to be doing the last three episodes, so 4 through 6. So I'm really excited.
Yes.
I have some thoughts.
I do too. Do we want to, like, do the overall, like,
thoughts first?
And yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, first of all, I just want to say, guys, I can talk again.
Woohoo! Yay!
Sorry, guys. I know that last episode especially was a little rough.
Yeah.
But I wanted to have an episode for you guys to listen to last week. But
yeah, exactly. So we figured we'd cut it a little shorter just because you weren't feeling well, but we still wanted to give you something.
Yeah, so sorry about that. Again, I can talk now, so yay.
We're good. We're back to normal.
Yes, but back to Loki.
Yeah. Okay. So, how do you feel about it overall, episodes 1 through 3, like, just in general?
So, season 2, I have to say, I liked it better than season 1.
I don't disagree with that.
I really was not a huge fan of season 1. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, like, Loki was one of the, like, shows I was most excited for when it was first coming out. And if you go back to, like, our first review of the first seasons, I was so disappointed.
Yeah.
Because I think I had, like, such high expectations. I don't think that helped. But it was a lot of exposition.
Yes.
Like, very little action.
Very slow.
Very slow. I just was not a huge fan of season 1. Lots of people were. I was not.
Yeah.
I have to say, I was very weary going into season 2, and I was like, Liz, are we really gonna do 2 episodes about this?
And I was like, I think we need to break them down, yeah.
I was like, alright, and now that, like, I've watched it, I have to say, season 2 is a lot better than season 1.
I don't disagree. I still am not gonna lie, not a big fan of the show. I feel like, having a character like Loki, they could have done so much with him.
I agree there.
And I feel like this show is just very, like, meh.
Yeah.
I feel like the entire point of the show was to set up our new big bad, and then, you know, some things happened, and
yeah, the problem is, our big bad is no longer the big bad, so
so, like, now it just kind of feels like a waste of a show.
In case you're, like, wondering what we're talking about and don't know, Jonathan Majors was set to be Kang, which was, like, the next big bad in the MCU. And I don't even think it's allegedly anymore. Like, I think he was convicted.
Oh, okay.
I'm not positive about that. It might be allegedly.
But there was some stuff.
Yeah, there he was accused of some things, and I'm pretty sure it's not allegedly anymore. But he is no longer with the MCU as far as I have heard.
Yeah, so Kang is no longer our, like, new big bad, so it kind of feels like the show is just
useless almost.
Yeah, and, like, there were certain episodes of this season that I really enjoyed, and I almost feel like they should have maybe done the Loki series a different way. Like, it almost feels like he should have hopped through time and space and, like, the different multiverses. And I feel like it should have been, like, campy and fun and kind of weird. I just feel like the show takes itself too seriously. Like, it feels like there's such high stakes for, like, no real reason.
Like, the whole time.
Yeah, it just, like, I really like the one where they go back to, like, what is it, 18...
Yeah, I don't remember the year, but it's
1860s, whatever it is. And I feel like that one was fun because, like, 1893 was the year. And it's just a little more lighthearted. I don't know. It just felt better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not as high risk. I don't know. It's not my favorite.
Yeah, I, it wasn't my favorite either, but like I said, I did enjoy it more than season 1, so yeah. I will take that as an improvement.
I agree. It is better than season 1.
Yeah.
Alright, so I am going to start us out with the first episode. And it is titled Ouroboros, which, if that's not a name...
I just, like, continuously wrote AB.
Yeah, because I was just like, wow. Okay, so after Loki was sent through a time door by Sylvie at the end of time, last season, he is returned to the TVA headquarters, where he starts uncontrollably warping across time at the same location. It's very weird to watch.
It is very
weird.
It
looks painful, actually.
It looks horrible.
It kind of looks like when they apparate in Harry Potter.
Kind of?
Kind of, but it looks painful. Like, I feel like apparating's painful.
Well, yeah, a little bit. It reminds me of if, I don't know if a lot of people know Harry Potter out there, but if you get splinched, that's what yeah. I, like, think of.
Yeah, it looks awful. So, Loki initially arrives in the past, where TVA employees do not know who he is, and they attempt to apprehend him. Later in the past, Loki discovers a recording of the TVA's creator, He Who Remains, praising the TVA's Renslayer for working with him. In the present, the TVA is in disarray due to the rapid branching of the timelines, and it's basically caused by Sylvie because she's just killing He Who Remains.
Mm-hmm.
Sylvie's a little cuckoo. But whatever. Renslayer's absence leads to Judge Gamble and General Dox assuming leadership positions. And Loki ends up warping into this meeting, and he exposes who He Who Remains is.
I have a quick question yeah. for you. Did you have to, like... The first, like, half of the season...
Was I confused the entire time? Yes.
Well, not only that, but, like... I don't know if it's that the characters weren't very memorable.
No, I had no clue who anybody was.
I had to, like, look up who people were.
I knew Sylvie. I knew Mobius. Loki, obviously.
Uh-huh.
That was it. And I remember the woman that he's with, like, the black woman he's with.
Yes.
But I couldn't remember her name.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so no, I was very confused.
Okay, I feel better then because, like, I was constantly, like, looking up who people were. I was like, wait a minute, were they in last season? I don't remember them.
Yeah, it like, basically was like you needed like a family tree to remember who everybody
yeah,
was.
Yeah, so like literally like after the first two episodes, that's what I did. I like looked up who people were like so I understood what was going on. Okay, sorry.
I was super confused too, so you were not alone in that. I feel like after it comes out so late, like so many months later,
yeah,
and I don't want to rewatch the first season.
No, the first season was such a slog fest, like no way.
Yeah. So Loki ends up warning Mobius of a threat of many variants of He Who Remains, and then the mission of Sylvie, you know, trying to, like, kill all of them. So to stop Loki's warping, Loki and Mobius meet the TVA technician Ouroboros, that's a name, who had been working alone for centuries. Ouroboros basically figures out that Loki is time-slipping, and suggests that it's caused by the timeline branches basically, like, overloading in this TVA temporal loop. I was so confused this whole episode.
Okay, I'm glad it wasn't just me.
I was like, what the heck is going on? Anyway, basically, Ouroboros is like, Mobius, you have to go outside with this temporal aura extractor device and extract Loki from the time stream, but then Loki's basically gonna like implode. I'm not exactly sure, but something bad's happening to Loki.
Well, and then I was confused too because he didn't hit the button in time initially.
Yeah.
And like he didn't explode, so I was like, well, I thought something bad was supposed to happen. Like he was gonna be erased from all time.
But then like nothing happened.
I mean, it does kind of answer it later on in the series, but like I was so confused as to why like it wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, I was like, so is the show like over if they don't complete the mission? Like,
and then what do they didn't, and I was so confused.
Yeah, I was really confused too. Loki time slips into the future where the TVA is being evacuated as the loom goes critical. He tries to find, a time stick to prune himself, but basically Sylvie ends up getting there and it's just a whole mess. And then at the end of the episode, there's a mid-credit scene of Sylvie in Braxton, Oklahoma in 1982, where she visits a McDonald's. It was the weirdest opening episode
ever
so weird.
Yeah,
so I don't know if I was just missing something, But I'm happy you were also confused.
Yeah, no, like, I understand it now.
Right.
But, like, watching it then, I thought I was missing something.
So did I. I had to keep pausing and, like, writing, and then I'd pause, and I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
I was lost.
I liked the first episode.
It was okay.
Even though it was confusing. Yeah. It was still, it kept my interest, and I wanted to know what was going to happen next.
I agree.
So I liked the first episode. I was not the hugest fan of the second episode.
I agree.
Which I'm going to talk about now.
There we go.
It was called Breaking Brad, which I did like the title. So it starts out in 1977 in London, and Loki and Mobius are looking for Sylvie. And you find out that X5, who is also known as Brad,
mm-hmm.
Is famous now. And Brad is running from Mobius and Loki because he does not want to leave this life. He likes being famous. He likes what he's doing. He just wants to stay. And they're like, no, we need you. Yep. So they're after him. And one thing I was super excited about, and I even wrote like a little yay in parentheses with an exclamation point, is that Loki actually did some magic.
Finally.
Because he's like the god of mischief, and that's what he does, and we finally see him do it.
But that's what I mean. Like, why was this show not, like, super, like, wackadoo, campy fun of, like, magic and mischief? And it's so boring.
Yeah, like, that, I need more of that.
Yeah, I agree.
So, anyway, they bring Brad back with them to the TVA, and they find out that he has a modified temp pad. And those temp pads are what they use to, like, go to different places and different times and whatnot. And they're trying to figure out, like, what did he do to this temp pad? Like, what is going on with it? So they have OB check it out.
Yes.
And you find out that Miss Minutes is helping Renslayer, whose first name is Ravonna, in case you don't remember. And from Brad, they want to know three things. They want to know, one, where's General Docs? Two, where's Sylvie? And three, what did you do to the temp pad?
Yep.
So they try to question him, but they get nothing from him. And Mobius ends up punching him, which I thought was funny.
It was a good moment.
And Loki asks Mobius if he's curious about his life on the timeline, because all of them have lives on the timeline. And he said no. He likes his TVA life. It's the only one he's known. He's going to stick with it. And they also discuss whether X5, aka Brad, found Sylvie or not. And they think he did. So they decide to question Brad again. And he cracks because Loki uses, like, this torture device.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, he isn't really going to use it on him, but he pretends like he's going to. So Brad cracks, and he does tell them that Sylvie's working at McDonald's, basically.
Yeah.
And OB says they're basically going to die unless Miss Minutes comes back to open the blast doors, because they can't get to what they need to get to fix it. And like I said, Sylvie is working at McDonald's, and she's like, wants nothing to do with Loki. So when she sees him, she's like, please go away, basically. And Brad is with Loki when they run into Sylvie, and she shows Sylvie that they're going to prune all of the new branches. So that means all these people, like billions and billions of people on these timelines, are going to die unless they do something about it. Unfortunately, they're not able to stop General Docs and company before they do a lot of damage and prune a lot of the timelines. They do get some good news at the end of the episode, though. There's a hit on Renslayer's temp pad, and Sylvie gets upset, and she just goes back to her timeline to work at McDonald's again.
Okay, so episode 3 is titled 1893. So we pick up in the TVA headquarters, and OB finds that the branch timelines destroyed by General Docs are growing again, threatening to overload the temporal loom and destroy the TVA. So artificial intelligence, Miss Minutes, or the TVA creator, He Who Remains, Temporal Aura can grant access to fix this loom. So now they're on a quest to go and find Miss Minutes or He Who Remains, but back in 1893. So Loki and Mobius know that Miss Minutes was working with Renslayer, so they use that temp pad to basically try to track them down. They end up at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893, and they end up seeing He Who Remains, and basically he's, like, presenting this loom prototype, and later in the episode we find out that he's basically, like, a scam artist.
Mm-hmm.
He's very smart, but he doesn't have the actual technology to make the things that he's inventing work, so they're kind of just, like, half...
I feel like if he were born, like, in a different generation,
uh-huh.
his ideas would work.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of ahead of his time, though, so, like, he doesn't have the technology to make them work, even though the ideas themselves are very brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I just feel like he's a man before his time, in a way.
Definitely. Definitely. But basically, He Who Remains had arranged for Miss Minutes and Renslayer to visit him. And as the episode goes on, we basically find out, like I said, he's kind of a con artist, and a bunch of groups are after him because they're like, what the heck? Loki and Mobius are trying to track him down. A bunch is going on, and there's like a big chase scene, and I actually really enjoyed the chase scene.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of fun. They end up getting Timely into this room, and would you call it like a workshop, I guess?
Yeah, I would say that's what that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I guess. And Loki stops Sylvie from killing him. They use magic to scare off Baron while Timely escapes, and Renslayer and Miss... So he escapes with Renslayer and Miss Minutes. Timely realizes that Renslayer gave him the TVA handbook and thanks her for it. But then he abandons her for proposing a partnership with him because he doesn't work with people. Reaching Timely's laboratory in Wisconsin, Miss Minutes, who has been jealous of Renslayer receiving Timely's attention, expresses a wish for an actual body and proclaims romantic love for Timely. Now, here is where I had a problem with this before I finished the episode. That scene was the weirdest, creepiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It was very uncomfortable.
Like, what is this clock, this AI clock, is now in love with this man. It was so weird. And, like, her face morphed onto, like, this weird, like, mannequin. I was like, nope, we're done.
I think, like, the point of it was to show that, like, she's so intelligent that, like, she's now, like, more human than she is, like...
I hate it, though.
...machine.
I hate it, though.
And she has, like, emotions, but it was very creepy.
Yeah, I was, like, unsettled by it. Because I was sitting there, and I'm like, are they going to go down this road of, like, she's in love with him? And then they went down there, and I was like, oh, this is weird.
This is where it's going.
I hate this. Okay. So, Renslayer, Loki, Mobius, and Sylvie all catch up to Timely, and Sylvie ends up gaining control. He begs for his life, and basically she lets him go. She's like, whatever, I'm over this. She spares him and allows Loki to take him back to the TVA. Sylvie then sends Renslayer down to the end of time, and Renslayer brings Miss Minutes along and reactivates her. They see He Who Remains' corpse, and Miss Minutes says that she knows a secret about Renslayer that would anger her. And that basically ends right there. I like that episode the best out of the first three.
I agree.
I thought it was very well done.
Uncomfortableness aside.
Minus the uncomfortableness, yeah, I thought it was really well done. I kind of think Sylvie's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, why is she so angry?
I mean, I get it. Like, she's been on the run her whole life, and, like, her life was kind of ruined by the TVA. But I feel like that's because they didn't realize what they were doing. They didn't know they were lied to.
Right.
And now she knows that, so, like, let it go.
Yeah, get over yourself, Sylvie.
Like I said, I understand your anger, but also, like...
It's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, yes, they ruined your life, and I'm sorry about that, but they did it because they thought they were, you know, doing something good for the world.
But, like, you got time left. Stop holding so much anger. Like, make your life better now.
Yeah. Which right? I think she was trying to do in a way. Like, she just wanted to get away from it all and, like, just have a normal life and work at McDonald's and,
you
like...
You go, girl.
So, but...
Get you a Big Mac.
And I think she, like... I think part of the anger was, like, she kept getting dragged back into it.
Yeah.
So, I get it. I do. But I do agree that there's a lot of anger there.
Yeah, which makes her... Like,
it makes her a little bit unlikable in a way. Even though, like, she's not a bad character, but...
Yeah, I don't know. Just, like, eh.
So, like, if you had to rate the first three episodes, what would you give it out of 10?
Like, as a whole or each episode individually?
I would say as a whole.
I would give them as a whole, like, a 6.5.
Okay, I was going to say a 6, so we're pretty much on the same page.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the third episode. The first episode was fine. The second episode, I was falling asleep. But again, overall, it's just not my type of show.
Yeah, no, I would agree. But yeah. This season, like I said, is a lot more enjoyable than the last one, so I will give it that.
Yes, I agree with that.
All right, any final thoughts before we wrap up?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, we might not have loved Loki season 2, episodes 1 to 3. You know what we do love, Alyssa?
What is that?
Our listeners, of course. And we want to thank them. Now, this is for listening to the episode, The Santa Clauses, episodes 1 to 3. Thank you to our listeners in Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, Cold Lake, Alberta, Canada, Riverside, California, San Jose, California, St. Paul, Minnesota. Shout out to Bismarck, North Dakota. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Greensburg, Pennsylvania. Thank you to Monroeville, Pennsylvania, Pearl City, Hawaii, Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania, and North Finchley Barnett in the United Kingdom. Thank you guys so much. We truly appreciate you.
Thank you guys.
Well, everyone, that will do it for this week's episode. We want to know, what did you think about season 2 of Loki, especially episodes 1 to 3? Let us know on Facebook or Instagram.
At A Pinch of Pixie Dust Podcast.
You can also email us at pinchofpixiedust@outlook.com. And until next time, guys, we hope your lives are full of faith, trust, and pixie dust. Bye, everyone. We hope you have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time.
Bye, everyone.